Let's learn about Hanukkah. Yes, I want to finish up first the Zman, the ideal time to light the Hanukkah candles. We discussed this yesterday. You're not allowed to cough. If you cough, you're in a lot of trouble today. Today, you know, you don't cough. Okay. So let's learn about we're going to finish up the ideal moment. Yesterday basically what it all comes down to is there are four different zmanim when one can light Hanukkah candles. You can light, there is an approach, all it says in the Gemara is that a person should light Hanukkah candles mishechashecha, when it begins to get dark. What does that mean? There are three basic translations of what it means when it gets dark. Either it means when the sun sets, that's number one. Number two, it means when the stars come out. Number three, there is a principle in halacha called the second setting of the sun, which we learned yesterday is, according to the Mishnah Berura, 15 minutes before the stars come out. The sun sets, it's still light outside for a period of time, for 25 minutes. It doesn't really change all that much. It gets a little bit darker. And then all of a sudden, 25 minutes later, after the sun set, it very quickly gets dark. There is a rapid change. The darkening of the sky is not, it doesn't stay the same. The rate of change is not consistent. As it gets later, it gets darker more quickly. That moment when there's a significant change in the speed of the sky darkening is what's called the second setting of the sun. That's called Mishechashecha. So again, we have three different possible zmanim for the translation of the word Mishechashecha. Sunset, when the stars come out, or the second setting of the sun. Now, obviously, sunset is clear as day. No one has to argue when it's sunset. Sunset is, you go Google it. I think we all agree pretty much what is, to a degree, maybe you'll argue, you know, you don't have to be exact, precise to the exact second, but basically when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon, that is a time that we can pretty much defined. When the stars come out, that we really cannot define because there are so many different opinions. What does it mean when the stars come out? There are three medium stars. What's called a medium star? You know, it is something which obviously has been a dispute for ages. Is it 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes, 92 minutes, whatever it is. Whatever you're accustomed to, whatever your minig is, there's something called Tzei Sakai Chava. Then, when you want to talk about the second Shkia, that's also something which is arbitrary. What does that mean exactly? Well, first define for me Tzei Sakai Chava. Then you can define what it means, the second setting of the sun. These are all very vague terms, but most of us, or most people, they're consistent. For the laws of Shabbos, they accept a certain zman. That is their custom. That's what their community does. That's what their rabbanim tell them to do. In America, almost all of us hold la halacha that 50 minutes after sunset is tzei sakai chavim. As a chumrah, you should be. Not as an ikar hadin. Rav Moshe says, after 50 minutes, you can be certain you've already passed tzei sakai chavim. That is accepted, I think, by everyone. This that we are, many people in the B'nai Torah, Machmir, 72 minutes, 60 minutes, this is, they'll all admit to you, is a chumrah. They'll all admit to you that this is a stringency. The B'nai Torah, they like to be Machmir a little bit more, but they'll all admit to you that Me'ikar Hadin, Shabbos is over after 50 minutes after sunset. That is the impression that I get from the people that I know, even the people that observe 72 minutes, very few people that I know actually observe 72 minutes. Most people that are machmir, they observe 60 minutes, not 72 minutes. But But 50 minutes is really, thank you very much for the coffee, thank you very, very much. Is more than enough. Okay, so then if you work backwards, you go 15 minutes before that, so that would be the second, that would be the second setting of the sun. Okay, fine. Then the fourth approach is to find a sweet spot somewhere in between all of these various opinions of sunset, say Sakhoy Chavim, and the second setting of the sun. Find a sweet spot where when you light the candles, you are in the range of all of the other opinions. That's the fourth approach. The Mishnah Berurah, we always discuss this idea. The Mishnah Berurah is a very, very big fan of Kedei L'Kayem Divrei Sheneihem. There's a general approach, disagreement, among the Paiskim in the world of Halacha. Is there an advantage to trying to fulfill all of the opinions? You have a halach, you have a question, and there are different opinions, and you can either do it this way or do it that way, or you can do it in such a way where you get in both opinions or multiple opinions. There is always going to be collateral damage. I don't have examples, I didn't prepare examples, but whenever you try to be l'kayim divrei shneihem, there's collateral damage. Whenever you make a compromise, you are diluting the purity of each opinion. Many Paiskim, until the Talmud Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim was radical, and this is an approach that is thoroughly consistent in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim's approach to halacha, and what he put into the Mishnah Berurah is Kedei L'Kayem Divrei Shneihem. If we find multiple opinions, let's try to do the mitzvah in such a way where we fulfill all of the opinions. Even though the Mishnah Berurah will acknowledge when we do that, we dilute the purity, we're not going to fully fulfill the mitzvah according to either opinion. It's only good to illustrate with a given example. Unfortunately, I didn't prepare examples, so I'm not going to try to make up them now. That same idea is true when it comes to Chanukah. If you take the opinion of the Gra says, the Zman to light candles is sunset. That's it. When the sun sets, that's the moment you light the candles. Finished. You light the candles. How long do the candles have to be lit? For a half an hour. The first half an hour is critical. It's true you can add. It's true that you can add a lot of oil, and you can put enough oil that the candles will remain lit for days, for 24 hours. So what? The Ikor Mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is the first half an hour. If you are going to light your candles at sunset, even if you put enough oil in your Chanukiah or the candles are large enough that it'll remain lit for 10 hours after sunset, way into Tzei Sakhoy Chavim, you're losing out. What do I mean you're losing out? Because according to the opinion that holds that the Iker Zman to light Chanukah candles is Tzei Sakhoy Chavim, and let's assume it means 50 minutes after sunset, when you get, even though your candles are going to be still lit 50 minutes after sunset, and they will remain lit for another half an hour going forward, you lose. You lost out. Because when you get to 50 minutes after sunset, that's already 20 minutes since you lit the candles. You made a bracha. Your bracha comes to rest primarily upon the first 30 minutes of your hadlaka. Because that is the zman of hadlakas haneiros, the first 30 minutes. When you get to minute number 31, you're done. This is now just icing on the cake. It's just on cruise control, autopilot. It keeps on going very nice. It's a mitzvah. You want to tell me now, now we're approaching the opinion of all of the poskim that tell us the ikar zman to light Hanukkah candles is when the stars come out. Okay, 20 minutes to go, the candles are still lit, and now we reach 50 minutes, and now the candles will remain lit for another 30 minutes. Oh, you see that? I was mekayem all of the opinions. I lit the candle at sunset, the earliest possible zaman, and it remained lit all the way until midnight. Guess what? You did not really fulfill the mitzvah according to those who hold that you have to light candles after sunset, because by the time it got sunset, it's already more than a half an hour since you made the bracha. Your bracha expired, and you did not do an act of lighting. It's just on cruise control. So you can't say that you have fulfilled the mitzvah of lighting candles 100% in the purest form according to those who hold that the candles must be lit after sunset. You can't have it all. If you're going to light when the sun sets, you're going to fulfill this opinion. And even though technically, yeah, I was also yoytze according to the opinion that says that the Hanukkah candle should be lit when the sun, after the stars come out, but you didn't do an act of lighting. We follow the opinion hadlaka oisa mitzvah. It's too little, too late. You only get one chance to make a first impression. And in fact, according to the opinion that says that you're supposed to light the candles when the sun sets, when the stars come out, maybe they would tell you that the bracha you made when the sun set was a bracha levatola. Or even if you'll say that it cannot be bracha levatola for different reasons, but it's certainly not the ideal way to make a bracha. You're playing around with dangerous matters to say Hashem's name in such a situation. You can't have it all. That's life. You have to make decisions to do things either like this opinion or like that opinion. So if you take the opinion of sunset, you light when the sun sets. If you take the opinion that you want to light the candles when the stars come out, so what do you hold to be tseis hakoichavim? If it's your custom to wait until 50 minutes after sunset, so then you wait until 50 minutes after sunset to light the candles. If you take the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, you should light by the second shkia, so it comes that you should light 25 minutes after shkia. Why? Because the understanding is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the second shkia is 15 minutes before sunset, and the Mishnah Berurah appears to learn that the sunset would be 45 minutes. I mean, Tseis HaKoychav would be 45 minutes. No, it would be, I'm getting a little bit confused over here, would be 40 minutes. Would be 40 minutes. That's what it appears to him, to this 40 minutes, already would be considered to be. Rav Moshe also writes about that Midrabanan, we followed Tseis HaKoychavim to be 41 minutes. So let's just round it off to 40 minutes. So 25 minutes after sunset is the second setting of the sun. That's the time, if you take that approach. And then there is the approach of trying to find a sweet spot that somehow gets in everyone. Everyone's going to be happy. La Yehudim. So let me give you some examples. V'yesh Oymrim, 20 minutes. I'm reading over here from the Nite Gavriel. I'll read you the actual footnotes to explain this. V'yesh, some say 20 minutes achar shkia. Okay, in the footnote it says over here, Oyzches Oz Nidberu. From the Sefer Oz Nidberu, Shekei Noga Chazonish, the Chazonish, and the Rebbe from Ger, and many times this is really an Eretz Yisrael. The Chayin Harbei Talmid Chamer became in Shlitus Hagoyim Kvar Laila. Okay, the Lubavitcher Rebbe also did this 20 minutes. Achashki Lepam Uchar Ad Chatz Yisha. Achashki doesn't explain why. He's not really explaining why, because this doesn't make any sense. to compare the Chazonish to the Lubavitcher Rebbe doesn't make any sense, not because of anything about their righteousness. It's because one lives in Eretz Yisrael and one lives in Chutz La'aretz. When you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're landing 20 minutes after Shkia, what it basically means is you're following the opinions that say, we're waiting for Vadai Laila, we're waiting for Tseis HaKuchavim. In Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes after sunset, it's considered by many Poskim to be Tseis HaKuchavim. In Chutz La'aretz, 20 minutes after sunset, no way is called Tseis HaKuchavim. So why then are you landing 20 minutes after Shkia? So let's hold on one more moment. The Lutzes of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he would light 20 minutes after sunset. It's not exactly clear why. And then he writes of Yeshem, some say, Asara minut achar hashkia, oistes, kein kosav, shelus chuvis, igrois Moshe. And Moshe Feinstein, it says over here, shekein yesh linhoi. Now, someone told me yesterday that's not what he did. I don't know. I only have here what's in front of me. And over here, explaining the reason is, I thought he explained it over here. Okay, so actually, I must have seen this somewhere else. It's not explaining it over here. But the basic idea is, I don't have you the exact numbers, but we're trying to chaperein everyone together. So let's say we're going to light 20 minutes after sunset. 20 minutes after sunset is still a half an hour. Well, let's do better. Let's do 25 minutes after sunset. 25 minutes after sunset is still within a half an hour from the sun setting. Okay, that's verbose. What's the advantage? If a half an hour has not yet passed from the time of sunset, technically, or b'di'eved, we can consider that when you light the candles and make a bracha, you're lighting with sunset. Even though ideally you should light when the sun actually sets, but being that the mitzvah endures for 30 minutes, the mitzvah is a 30-minute mitzvah, so as long as the 30 minutes have not yet expired, you are fulfilling the opinion of those who hold you should light candles. You should light candles at sunset. But wait a minute, there's another opinion. The other opinion says that you should light candles when the stars come out. So if I'm going to light now, 25 minutes after sunset, and let my candles remain lit for a half an hour, when will the zman of my candles expire? 55 minutes. A half an hour after 25 minutes is 55 minutes. When is sunset? 50 minutes. So my lighting of the candles at 25 minutes after sunset, to a degree, is also fulfilling the opinion that the candles should be lit at the time of sunset. Being that the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeros is a mitzvah which continues for 30 minutes, as long as some of those 30 minutes overlap with the various zamanim, we can b'di'eved accept and say that I have fulfilled that opinion, all of those opinions. So lighting 25 minutes after sunset, you're really getting in all of the opinions. Since the Iker Zman, according to the Poskim, that say you should light when the sun sets, is a half an hour, it's not yet 30 minutes. It's not yet 30 minutes, so 25 minutes, I'm getting in that opinion. And being that when I'm going to start lighting, it's going to last for half an hour, and that half an hour ends at 55 minutes, and 55 minutes is 5 minutes after it says HaKachavim, my Hadlaka is also considered to be part of the opinion of Tseis HaKachavim. And certainly it's going to be considered to be part of the opinion of the second setting of the sun, because approximately 25 minutes is approximately the zman of when the sun sets for the second time in this Lamdusha understanding of the setting of the sun. This is the approach that you find by many of the Gedolei Yisrael.
Isn't the mitzvah mishecha sheicha?
So that's the question. The question, what does that word mean? What we just said, what is the translation of the word mishecha sheicha? Let's review. It says in the Gemara that you light candles mishecha sheicha when it gets dark. Question, what does that word mean? There are three basic opinions. When the sun sets. Number two, when the stars come out. Number three, what we call the second setting of the sun. The sun has set, and then suddenly it gets dark very quickly. The second and third opinion cannot be defined easily in minutes. There are many opinions as to what exactly is called Tzeis HaKochavim. And you need to know what Tzeis HaKochavim is to then define the second setting of the sun. But for our purposes here in America, we do know that sunset can be defined, and Tzeis HaKochavim can also be defined as 50 minutes after sunset. So if you want to be a purist, a pure person, and you don't want to play games, and you want to follow one opinion, you take that opinion, and you ignore everyone else. And this is the approach of many of the Baalei Halacha had until the Chofetz Chaim came along. Many of the old-fashioned Poskim, and even many Poskim today, they are not in favor of trying to satisfy everyone. They're not here to make peace with the whole world. It's impossible. There are many ways to learn. There are many approaches in halacha, and there are many disagreements. And you take one opinion and you stick with it. Vizehu and everyone else falls to the side. If you want to be a pure person and accept the opinion of the Gra that the translation of the word mishecha sheicha means when the sun sets, you're going to be standing there with your shamash, with your watch, waiting for sunset. And when the sun sets, you make the brachos and you light the Chanukah candles. You mekayim the mitzvah hadlakas haneros mishecha sheicha in its full glory. In its full glory with no compromise. When the sun sets, I make my brachos and I wait, and the candles remain lit for exactly 1/2 an hour. If you're going to want to be loyal, fully loyal to the opinion that says that mishecha sheicha means when the stars come out, you will wait until it's 50 minutes after sunset, or maybe 41 minutes after sunset, being the Chalukah Saneris, Chanukah candles, the Midrabanan. In Midrabanan, we wait 41 minutes. You will sit there with your watch, and you're going to wait until it's exactly 41 minutes, or maybe 50 minutes. And when the clock strikes 50, you're going to light the candle, you're going to make the brachos. This is the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah in the purest form, according to this opinion. I'm not looking for trouble, I'm not looking for compromise. If you take the third opinion, that the Zman of Halakas Neris is the second setting of the sun, you're going to find a number that satisfies you, whatever that number may be. Let's say it's 25 minutes after sunset, maybe it's 30 minutes after sunset, and that's when you're going to light the candles. V'zehu. You take one opinion and you stick with it 100%. Pure. Loyal. No, don't play games. This is an approach in Halakha that is very common and was very, very common. The Chofetz Chaim is very unique in his Piskei Halacha throughout the Mishneh Berurah. Again and again and again, he put into Klal Yisrael an approach to Halacha that is new, it's novel. You know, he was very radical, Chofetz Chaim. This is, you would say, Chodosh Osa Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to change, Chodosh Osa Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to go and make up new things. And the Chofetz Chaim was very radical in his approach. Kidei lekayim divrei shenein. It doesn't say this with Chanukah candles, but he says in general. And that's what many of the Gedolei Yisrael have in America have done. Well, we have the opinion of the Gra. We have the opinion of other Gedolei Yisrael. We have the opinion of the Shkia. Why don't we find the sweet spot where we'll satisfy everyone? Wait a minute, you can't satisfy everyone. Because if you're going to light in the middle, you're late or you're early. Your lomdus is, well, you're not really late because the zman of Hanukkah candles goes on for a half an hour. So as long as you show up somewhere in that half an hour, or as long as your Hanukkah candles remain lit for a half an hour, and the end of your half an hour enters into that zman, it's good enough. It's like, as long as you show up to davening. Davening starts at 6:45. Davening ends at 7:30. So if I show up at 7:29, I get credit for coming to Shacharis. That's right. You showed up when the tzibur is davening. You attach yourself to the tzibur. But listen, we know, what kind of davening is that? What kind of davening is that really? That's not called a davening. Very nice. You showed up late. The tzibur is still davening. But if you want to daven like a mensch, you come early. 6:45. You don't go and show up at 7:29. The Mishnah Brura says, no, it's okay. And this is, again, this is an approach to halacha. If you have two opinions, there are two minyanim. There's a minyan that starts at 6:45 in this room, and there's a minyan that starts at 7:25 in the other room. So if you come to shul at 7:26, or 7:26, whatever, oh, you've come to both minyanim. You hop around a little of this, and the truth is, you get nothing. You get nothing of nobody. A little of everything is a lot of nothing. You heard that expression before? A little of everything adds up to a lot of nothing. The Mishnah Berurah says no. A little of everything adds up to a lot of everything. That's his mahalich in halacha, and that's what we find today in America. Many of the Gedolei Yisrael do. They light somewhere in the middle between sunset and Seisak Lechavim, with the understanding that the Zman of Chanukah candles is a period of time of one half an hour. And as long as you light the candles within that one half an hour, and as long as your candles remain lit for a half an hour, if that half an hour goes into the other zman, enters into the zone of another opinion, it's as if you lit the candles, you fulfill the mitzvah according to that opinion. And by lighting the candles somewhere in the middle between sunset and Tzeisak Lechavim, you're getting everyone's going to be a happy camper. Or everyone is going to say to you, we don't want you on our team. We want people that do things 100%. Not no politicians here. You're right. This is the maskana. The maskana we take out of this, four different zmanim. Mishecha shecha, sunset, number one. Number two, tseis hakachavim. Number three, the second setting of the sun. The sun has already set, but then at some point in time, it gets dark very quickly. And then the fourth approach is none of the above. It's none of the above, but it's all of the above. Somewhere in the middle, you chaparain all of the opinions. You don't fulfill all of the opinions in the purest form, but at least you do get them in to a degree. This is the principle of in halacha called kidei, Lakayim Divrei Shneihem. And this today is a very, very popular approach to halacha, and it has been, and this is the approach that the Chofetz Chaim has recommended that we take in our generation, Kedei Lakayim Divrei Shneihem. And certainly in previous generations, they didn't do this. Previous generations, until the Chofetz Chaim, were a hardliner. It's my way or the highway. Either Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. There's no in between. You're in between, you can get run over. You have to be strong and take one opinion halacha. Don't try to be a politician. Because then no one comes out happy. Okay. Now let's discuss. Now that is the topic of when we the ideal time to lie. Now let's talk about the bidyavet. The bidyavet, you can lie. Let's talk at the end of the last man. We mentioned this yesterday. Just to review very quickly, very important halacha. And if a person, the zman, a person's allowed to light candles bizman hazeh. Today bizman hazeh, we have a principle that the ikar pesumin nisa is for the bnei bayis, is for the people in the home. Even though some people today they light in the street, but that's not acceptable halacha. The ikar pesumin nisa is for the bnei bayis, and you can light candles with a bracha in your home, even if nobody sees the candles other than yourself until chatzos, until midnight. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, until midnight. And again, no one has to see. You can light it in the privacy of your own home. You light until chatzos. Chatzos now is 1 o'clock, approximately 1 o'clock. What about after chatzos? Then the halacha is...
Chatzos is 12 o'clock. They moved the clock.
They move the clock. So now it's 12 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Right, I'm sorry. They move the clock. Right. I'm confused. Right. They move the clock. So now it's 12 o'clock. I'm sorry, 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock, you cannot light unless there's another human being that's going to see the candles. Which means either you have to make sure there's someone in the street walking by seeing the candles. Does that person in the street need to be a Jew or can it be a Gentile? It's not clear. If the persume nis is for the goyim as well, we can mekayim the mitzvah persume nis by having a goy see the candles. Pashtus is not. The simple understanding is you need to have a Jew to see the candles. If you could assume that there's going to be a Jew that's going to see the candles after 12 o'clock at night, walking down the street, walking down your block, then you can light the candles. Otherwise, you have to either wake up somebody, which I don't know if you want to do. It's a shail of gezel shena. If you're allowed to wake up a person, or if you can't wake up a person, then you can't make the bracha. That's it. Tough nuggies. You cannot light. You can light the candles without a bracha. When is the earliest time you can light the candles? Plag mincha. Plag mincha is an hour and 15 minutes show zmanios, which today, now, this time of the year, an hour is more like 50 minutes. Okay, so it's not an hour and 15 minutes. More like an hour. An hour and 15 minutes of show zmanios before mincha. Bidi eved. Bidi'eved, a person can light the candles, can make a bracha, can light the candles with the bracha, and he can go on his merry way. Do the candles have to remain lit? Do you need to put in enough oil that it should remain lit all the way until it gets dark? L'chatchila, yes. L'chatchila, there should be enough oil in the menorah that when you light candles an hour and 15 minutes, shozmanios, before sunset, that the candles remain lit for at least a half an hour after sunset, at very least, and l'chatchila, it should remain lit for a half an hour after it says ha-koychavim. You need a lot of fuel, so it has to remain lit for almost an hour and 15 minutes, plus another, let's say tzeis would be 50 minutes. It's like 2.5 hours. You'd have to put enough oil that the candles remain lit for 2.5 hours. L'chatchila. There are opinions that say bidyeved, let's say it back. That's the pashut. It has to be enough oil to remain lit for that. That's all. It has to remain lit until the ikar zman. You can light the candles with a bracha. With a bracha early, and just has to remain lit for that amount of time. Okay, now let's discuss something else that's very, very important. The ikar mitzvah of halakas neros is a half an hour. He says something over here. He cites over halacha that really shook me up, and he says there's a very important. It's very important that l'chatchila a person should sit around the neros Chanukah for the first half an hour. Many of the litvaks, what do? They light the candles and they're gone. They have beautiful menorah. They spend thousands of dollars on a fancy menorah, and they light it in their beautiful home, a beautiful million-dollar home in their living room. They open up the window shades. Everyone can see their beautiful home, beautiful chandelier in the house, in addition to the beautiful menorah, and they light the candles, and after they sing They say Neir Salalu Mosor, and the very next second, they're gone. Gone. Where are they? Nowhere to be found. They're surfing the web. They're out to the restaurant. They go to the restaurant. They go out. Who knows? Gone. That is not correct. The mitzvah is a half an hour mitzvah. You light the candles. You got to sit down. It's very hard. It really is. It's very painful. You have to have a good book. A good Chanukah book. A good Chanukah book. Light the candles. And you say the Zmirois. And you sit down by the Neros. You can eat. Do whatever you want. But you should do something in the spirit of Chanukah, whatever it may be. Even take some telephone calls. Call up your friends. Say hello to them. Talk to your relatives. Anything you want. Anything you want that is, that somehow, some way, you can say, I am connecting to the Chanukah candles. Half an hour. Sit down by the Chanukah for half an hour. The mitzvah is a mitzvah that endures. It goes on for 30 minutes. And it's important to be there. That's part of the mitzvah. L'may nafkamina. The Nidigar really cites this lahalacha. Let's say you have two options. These are your options. Either I can be medaktik. I can be home. And I can light the Chanukah candles in the most ideal time. Whatever that may be. We just discussed the four opinions. Whatever you like to do, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever it's your family minhag, this is the ideal time to light candles. My family, we light candles 10 minutes after sunset, whatever the reason is. Okay? Oh, unbelievable. Such a hiddur to light the candles b'diyuk 10 minutes. But after I light the candles at minute 13, I have to go away. I have a very important meeting, business meeting, a very important telephone call I have to make at 13 minutes after sunset. So I'm going to be mekayim my time-honored family custom of lighting the Chanukah menorah at exactly 10 minutes after sunset, because that's our custom in the family from time immemorial. We have all the reasons. A Masorah from the Baal Shem Tov. This is when you have to light the candles. I'm going to light the candles. It doesn't take me more than 3 minutes to light the candles, to sing Haneros Halalu, to sing Mosor. And then at 13 minutes, the phone will ring. And this is a very important telephone call, which I have to take and concentrate on. That's option number one. Option number two, at 11 o'clock at night, when most of my family is probably sleeping and there's not much going on, I can light the Chanukah candles and I will be able to sit in front of the Chanukah candles for a half an hour with no distractions. So I ask you the question, what do you think lahalacha you are supposed to do? I think the average person would say, an average yeshiva boy who has been trained in the halachic world and in the principles, the basic principles of halacha, they would probably tell you light at 10 minutes after shkia. If this is the ideal time to light candles, shkia, tzitzis hakochavim, 25 minutes, whatever the ideal time is, that's the time to light. Oh, you have to take off telephone. So no, to take a telephone call. So no, you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Once you light the candles go on their own. They don't need you. The candles don't need you. The candles will remain lit without you. You can go do whatever you want to go do. That's the zman. Zman, 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 zman. A litvak, right? Zman. No, that's not the halacha. The halacha is better light the candles at 11 o'clock and sit there and have the ability to sit in front of the candles and do nothing. Not nothing. You can learn, you can read, you can eat, but do it in front of the candles. Be present. Show up. Show up. Many of you, you know, you all understand this. Go to a wedding. I don't want to be at this wedding. I'm not interested. I have to go because I have to go. He's my neighbor. You don't want to play around with neighbors. I learned that once. It's a very dangerous thing. When a neighbor makes a simcha, you go. You go because he's a neighbor. You'll see him every single day, and it's not a good thing to get. It's not a good thing to.
Rabbi, you won't be publicizing the mitzvah at 11 o'clock.
You're right. What do you mean not publicizing the mitzvah? Today, there's no publicity. Today, the publicity element of the mitzvah is extremely minor. The Ikar Persume Nisa today is for you and your family. The Persume Nisa is not a relevant issue in today's day and age. That's the halacha. Because today we live in a different society. Everything about the Persume Nisa is completely changed. However, the Zman doesn't change. The reason why we light the candles during the Zman is the reason was because of Persume Nisa. Today, the Persume Nisa element is not really very relevant, but the Zman doesn't change. It's critical to light the candles in the proper Zman. That is not going to go away. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bedvaroi. That doesn't go away. You have to light the Iker Zman. Zman is a Zman. You're supposed to light the candles in the proper Zman. It was because of Persume Nisa. And there is still today a lot of Persume Nisa. But many of us, present company included, lose sight that the mitzvah of Chanukah is not a one-second mitzvah. It's a very expensive mitzvah, expensive in time. There's nothing in this world that's more valuable than time. The most valuable asset a person has in his life is time. Chanukah is the most expensive mitzvah. Pesach Seder, you can do the whole Seder if you're really good in 10 minutes. There's no Zman. There's no Zman for the Pesach Seder. It doesn't say anywhere how much time the Pesach Seder has to take. If you can chew down that matzah and chew that maror, and drink 4 cups of wine. Guinness Book of World Records. You know, people they can do this. And if you have a gift, Hashem gave you a voice box where you can get the words out of your throat very quickly, and you have a brilliant mind where you can have all of the kavanos that are necessary. Guess what? You can do the whole Seder in 10 minutes. Okay, get those. There are 1,820 words in the Haggadah. How long does it take you to say 1,820 words? If you have a brilliant mind, you'll be able to have all of the kavanos that are necessary. You can chew quickly and drink quickly. You can do the whole Seder in 10 minutes. Your yoytze, lechatchila, with all of the hidurim, at tzadik gomor, no questions asked. Chanukah candles? Is there another mitzvah? Is there another mitzvah? Tell me, I don't know, there must be, where the mitzvah takes a half an hour. Sweat it out. It's painful, right? Sit there by the Chanukah candles for a half an hour. Not so easy. Not so easy. It's very hard, in fact. It's very painful for many people. Especially when you can sit in front of the computer for hours. Surfing the web, the biggest narishkeit, reading up on this, the biggest stupidity in this world. No sweat. Yeah, you can be anything you want. You can be anything you want. The point is to be present. You go to a wedding. Why are you going to a wedding? He's my neighbor. If I don't go to the wedding, it's not going to be good for me. What do you do? So how long am I? I go for half an hour. Corona, dangerous. I'm not going to go stick around over here and mingle. So what do you do to go to the wedding? You go, you mazel tov, and you stick around there. You try to get caught in a picture, and you text. You're on the telephone. You take care of business. That's the same thing. But you were there at the wedding hall for a half an hour. I was present. I showed up. Right. It's all you got. You got to show up. Look, smile, say mazel tov, and then write to your smartphone and start texting and calling and doing whatever you want to go do. But I'm present. Chanukah candle is no different. You just have to show up in front of those candles for a half an hour. What do you do? Eat dinner. You could eat dinner. Eat dinner in front of the Hanukkah candles. You're there. You're present. You want to read a book? You can probably even read a secular. Read even a newspaper. What's so terrible if you read a newspaper in front of the Hanukkah candles? All right, maybe it's not, you know, the best thing. Read Jewish news. Read something, you know, something about the Jewish community. You read something a little bit Yiddish flavor. It's fine. Be present. But to disappear, there's something that's not the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. And there is a nafkamina lehalacha. Shocking what he writes here. Lehalacha. That if you have a choice, I can light the mitzvah in the ideal zman. But I have to go. I gotta go. Or you can light the Hanukkah candles in not the ideal zman. 11 o'clock at night, but at 11 o'clock at night, I'll be able to sit in front of the candles for a half an hour. Lehalacha. Light the candles at 11 o'clock and sit there for half an hour, because that's the real mitzvah. Lighting the candles at exactly the right moment in time and running away, that's not the mitzvah. You're fooling yourself. That's lip service. That's not the way you do the mitzvah. Okay, that's an important, it's a very powerful, critical halacha. Okay. Now let's discuss another halacha. Let's discuss, I want to jump around, talk about the halacha of the din of haroya. Now, a lot of what we're going to talk about over here is not really relevant to halacha. It's not, but it brings out some interesting ideas. It's more like more conceptual to appreciate what exactly is the mitzvah of Hanukkah. There is a halacha. Let's bring in all the different issues. Who has to light a Hanukkah menorah? Who has an obligation to light a Hanukkah candle? Does a homeless person, this is a very sad halacha, does a homeless person have an obligation to light Hanukkah candles? Rachmana litzlan, you see people on the subway today, hopefully they took them away. I haven't been on the subway in a long time, you know, since Corona broke out. I've really been on the subway in a very long time. But I used to go on the subway here and there, you know, I was... years ago, I used to go work in Manhattan, a certain place to go every day. You go to the subway, and there are a lot of homeless people. It's very sad. There are homeless people. They live mamish on the streets. They live in the streets. Do they have a halachic obligation to light a Hanukkah menorah? The answer is no. Shocking thing to say. The obligation to light a menorah is only if you own a bias. If you own a bias, you have to have a mokum. You have to live somewhere. You have a place to call your own. Whether you rent, whether you're a guest, whether you're a squatter, whatever you are, you have a place to call your own. Ner ish ubeisai. If you don't own a bias, if you are homeless, if you're a traveler, let's say you're if you have a bias, so someone has to light you in the bias. But let's put it aside, a traveler from travels a little bit, because the traveler does have a bias. He does have a home, and the people in his home should light for him. But let's say a person does not have a home. You don't have to light. There's no obligation then to purchase oil, wicks, and light Hanukkah candles. However, you do have an obligation, a homeless person, Rahman al-Islam, to seek out a menorah that's been lit by somebody else and look at it. Ideally, to look at it for half an hour and to make the bracha, she'asa nisim la'avaseinu bayomim mohim bazman hazeh. You don't have to actually do the lighting, but you have an obligation, the homeless man has an obligation to seek out a lit menorah to make the bracha, the birchas haroyeh. Sher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'sivanu, I'm sorry, she'osa nisim la'avayseinu bayomim hohem bazman hazeh. And if it's the first time you see a Hanukkah, you see lit candles, you make the bracha of shechiyanu v'kimonu v'yonu la'zman hazeh. You can't make the bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'sivanu l'halik ner shel Chanukah, that you can't do because you're not lighting. But you can make the bracha. You have an obligation to make that bracha. Now that obligation also applies to a person who's traveling. Let's say you're traveling and you own a home. So then you tell, then the rule is you tell your wife or your children who are in your home, they should light for you. It's my home. This is where I reside. This is my primary location. When they light the Chanukah menorah, they should have kavana. They are lighting on your behalf. You're also a member of the family. You pay the bills. It's your home. When they make the bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvah and mitzvah l'halig ner shel Chanukah, and they light, you have fulfilled your mitzvah. They are your agents. It's your bias. They're lighting for you. But you did not fulfill the mitzvah of the bracha she'asa nisim lavoseinu b'yomim ohim b'zman hazeh. That they can't do for you. The persume nisa you need to do on your own. There is no shlichus for the persume nisa. You have to seek out on your travels. You're traveling. You're on a train. You're on an airplane. You're traveling. You need, it's a problem, you know, an airplane, you can't, there's nothing you can really do on an airplane. And if you could light, technically, if you could light, you know, because the airplane becomes your dira. An airplane is considered a halacha to be a dwelling place. You know, you can lie down. It's not a makam mufkar. It's not hefkar. It's a makam. That would be enough. But obviously, you cannot light Chanukah candles on an airplane. You can't light Chanukah candles in a car. You can't light Chanukah candles when the car is in motion, when the car is traveling. You can't do that. So then, you have an obligation at least to, at some point, to see someone's Chanukah candles and make that bracha, the bircha soroya. What does this remind us of? This reminds us of birchas modim. During chazaras hashatz, the shliach tzibur recites the Shemona Esrei, and we listen and we answer amen. But when we come to the bracha of modim, all of a sudden it's not sufficient for us to listen to the rendition of the shliach tzibur and answer amen. We have a duty to say modim on our own. Modim derabanan. Why? If the shliach tzibur is good enough for shema koleinu, for slach lanu, for rifa'enu, for sim shalom, and if the kohanim are good enough to bless us and we can answer amen to their blessings, so why isn't the shliach tzibur good enough to recite modim on behalf of the tzibur? And the answer is the famous halacha. When it comes to saying thank you, there's no such thing as shlichus. You have to do it yourself. Thank you is an expression of who you are. You have to express that thanks on your own. The fact that Chazal constructed the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah in two parts. There is the element of the Maisa mitzvah, you light the candles, and then there's a bracha, she'asa nisim lavoseinu b'yomim ohim b'zman hazeh. It's very rare. How often do you have a mitzvah upon which you make two blessings? Bris milah, you have two blessings, ala milah, and lachnisa b'risoy shel Avram Avinu. But besides bris milah, it's almost non-existent. To make two blessings on one, Birchas HaTorah, you do make two blessings. But it's very, very rare. Chanukah is the exception. When you light the candles, you make a second blessing, She'asanisim. The lighting of the candles, isn't this the She'asanisim? What are you doing over here? I'm lighting candles. This is the She'asanisim. What more do you want? I have to make another bracha? Yes, it's exactly the point. The second bracha of She'asanisim Lavaseinu is your personal expression of gratitude, of hoidah, and halal to Hashem that cannot be done by somebody else. Chanukah is unique. You have to do it. No one else can do it for you. If Rachmana Lislan, a person is homeless, you have no obligation. No bias, you have no obligation to light candles. You're off the hook. But you still have an obligation to give hoidah. You have to see someone else's candles, to seek them out, in order to give a personal, to give over a personal expression of thanksgiving. If you're traveling and your family has lit candles on your behalf far away, you're yoytzei the mitzvah, you have a bias, and they're lighting candles for you, but you still have to make the birchas haroyeh, because Chanukah involves a personal expression of gratitude. Take away two yesodos here today. Number one is
when other people there is your lighting, the one who's lighting will say Shos HaNisim.
So then Yoyit said that bracha counts for you because that bracha counts. You said, yeah, you're a good point. What? It's not totally like modim derabbanan. Modim derabbanan, you have to actually say the words. Here, if someone is lighting for you, you can answer amen to the bracha Shos HaNisim. True. But that counts for you also. That counts. Not to the degree where you yourself must say the bracha. You're right. That's true. If you're present. But there is still an element in Chanukah that you have to be present. You have to express it one way or another. It's true. If you're present and someone is making the bracha, you can attach yourself to his expression of gratitude. But if you're not present and you're not lighting candles, you still need that. That will never go away. So you make a good point. Modem Drabbanan, we demand even more of you. We demand you to open up your own mouth. Gesundheit, we demand you to open up your own mouth and make the bracha. But here we don't go that far. But if you're not going to at least answer amen to someone who makes the bracha, Sha'as Anisim, you will have to do it on your own. So far we take away two very powerful, unique principles of Chanukah. Chanukah is the most expensive mitzvah in the entire Judaism, not as deraisa, because it cost 30 minutes. How much do you get paid for 30 minutes of your time? Okay, there are some very big lawyers out there that get paid who knows how much money. How much is Giuliani getting paid for being Trump's lawyer? What do you say? I've got all the numbers. Make a calculation of how much he's getting paid an hour. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. How much do you get paid a half an hour? You have to give that time 30 minutes to Hashem. That's the mitzvah. Expensive mitzvah. Number two, it's personal. This is not something you can appoint an agent to do. You can appoint an agent to light the candles. Sometimes you don't even light candles altogether. But you're never going to be able to avoid the obligation to personally express thanksgiving for the miracle. Now I want to go off on a little bit of a tangent, because I find this to be very, very interesting, this idea. Okay, I'm not sure we're going to be able to bring out a drush, but it definitely is interesting. That's what we're going to talk about now. Here's the question. Interesting shaila to ask you. Chakira. What happens if you have a homeless individual? Homeless, mamish homeless, doesn't have a home. So he has no obligation to light Chanukah candles. This that we know, that it says in Shulchan that a poor man has to be machzir ala psochim for Chanukah candles, that's where he has a home. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, we discussed this last week, that a person who is destitute has an obligation to be machazir al psachim, to beg people to give him a few dollars so that he can purchase Chanukah candles to light. He has to beg. That's only if he has a home. If he has a place to live, a place that he can call his own, then he has a bias. He has a bias, but he doesn't have any money. So he has to beg for money so he can light the Chanukah candles. But if he doesn't have a home, he doesn't even have a mitzvah. So let's say we're discussing such a person, he has no mitzvah, but he has an obligation to recite Birchas Haroyeh. And now it's Erev Shabbos. When do we light candles? Erev Shabbos. We light the candles right before Plag HaMincha. For Chanukah, this year, Shabbos will be the second day of Chanukah is Shabbos. So that means Erev Shabbos, we'll be lighting two candles for the Chanukah menorah. this fellow that we are discussing does not own a home. He has an obligation to recite the Birchas Haroyeh. When does he recite the Birchas Haroyeh? Does he recite it Erev Shabbos, when the candles are being lit? when the candles are being lit? Or, let's assume, yes, that's the ideal time. If that's the Zman, when the candles are supposed to be lit, let's assume, we can argue this point as well, but let's just, for the moment, let's make this assumption, that this poor man, who does not own a home, has no obligation to light his own candles, but does have an obligation to see candles and make a bracha, we assume the ideal time for him to be present at the lighting ceremony is before Shabbos begins, when everyone is lighting candles. He'll stand outside in the street by the window and see someone light candles, and he'll make the bracha of She'asa Nisim Lavaseinu Bayamim Ohim Azman Hazeh. Let's say he was asleep, he fell asleep, he wakes up, it's now Friday night. It's already after Kabbalah Shabbos, after Ma'ariv, and everyone is eating a meal in their home, and he was invited to eat by somebody. So he gets up out of he leaves the platform of the train station, and he goes to the person who invited him. He comes into the house. Oh, and now for the first time, it's Friday night, he sees the Chanukah candles. He had no obligation to light because he's homeless, but he has an obligation to make the Birchas Haroyeh. Does he make it now? Why not? So let's argue. Could this poor man, could he now light candles? No, because it's Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. It's Chilul Shabbos to light candles at this point in time. So let us suggest that if you can't light candles, you can't make the Birchas Haroyeh. The two of them go together. The bracha of She'osa Nisim Lavoseinu Bayamim Ohim Bazman Hazeh that is said by people who are traveling, or by people who have no obligation, it's made. You know why it's made? Because theoretically, if you now were given a home, you would be able right now to light Hanukkah candles. If you were given a home and money right now during the weekday at 10 o'clock at night, someone says, guess what? Today's your lucky day. This is going to be your home. Here, I have an apartment for you. It's yours. Move in right now, 10 o'clock at night. Oh, I'm no longer homeless. It's 10 o'clock at night. So I have a home. Oh, you have a home. Neri Shubesoi. You got a light. You got a light. Chanukah menorah, light. He can light. He can make the bracha. He can make the bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah. And he can make the bracha of She'os Anisim Lavasein by Mimahim Azman Hazeh. But Friday night, you can't. It's too late to make the bracha of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. It's too late. So let us argue that if you can't make the bracha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, you can't make the bracha of Haroyeh. The nafka mina is Friday night. Is there such a principle of birchas Haroyeh Friday night? We all know this halacha. We're all very well trained in the halacha birchas Haroyeh. But does it apply Friday night? So let's bring a raya from Ner Shabbos. Halacha, basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch. A woman lights Shabbos candles. What's the procedure? Everyone knows the procedure. The woman first lights the candles, right? They first light the candles, and then they do hocus pocus, right? Ask them, what are they doing, right? Ask your wife, what is that all about? Ask her to explain to you. We once had a whole shiur on this, why you do that, right? What is this all about, hocus pocus, and how do you do it? What's the technique? Do you go clockwise, counterclockwise, one hand, two hands? What's the art of whatever you do over there? And then after she lights the candles and she does her thing, all of a sudden, she's distracted. One of her children come running. Ma, you gotta come, you gotta come. She's distracted. Okay? She goes off. She runs away. She takes care of the emergency. And she forgets. And then it's now Friday night. You're sitting by the Shabbos table. And all the children are you're surrounded. And you remember, wait a minute. I never made the bracha. Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. I lit the candles. I did my thing. And I was distracted. And I never made the bracha. And then I forgot. What do you do? What is the halacha? This happens. This is not something which doesn't happen. This happens. It's Shulchan Aruch. Make the bracha now. Even though right now you're not allowed to light the candles. It's Chil Shabbos. It's Osir for you to light the candles. But you can make the bracha now. You lit the candles before. You should have made the bracha right away. You did not. So it's not too late. You can make the bracha asher kiddushan b'mitzvos v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. So the question is, when it comes to the Chanukah candles, by the way, you cannot do that for Chanukah candles. Can't do that. If a person does not make the bracha when he lights the candles, you can't make the bracha later. Once you walk away from the menorah, it's too late to make the bracha. The bracha has to be made oiver la'asiyosan. And once you're mafsik, you're stuck. You can't make the bracha. It's not like Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles, you can make the bracha the whole night. But when it comes to Chanukah candles, hadloka oise mitzvah, the mitzvah is the maise hadloka. And if you light the candles and you get distracted, well, we make the bracha first and then light the candles. But let's say, for whatever reason, you forgot to make the bracha and you lit the candles, too late. You can't make the bracha. It's too late. Maybe you do it right away. You do it if you light. If you do it, even if you light, you right away make the bracha, you can light and you make the bracha. But once a period of time passes, it's too late. Because hadlaka oisa mitzvah, you're no longer involved in the maisa hadlaka. Okay, so you can't make the bracha at night on the hadlaka. But what about making the bracha of haroye? She'osa nisim la'avoseinu bayomim mohim azman hazeh. Let us say that just like when it comes to Chanukah, you can make, just like it comes to Shabbos, a woman can make the bracha of lahalik ner shel Shabbos the whole night. So maybe the birchas haroye does not need, and even though on Shabbos a woman cannot actually light the candles that moment in time, but she can still make the bracha later on in the evening. So too when it comes to the bracha of haroye, even though now you cannot light the candles, since there is such a principle to make a bracha when you see the candles, who says it depends upon the actual lighting? And now let's explain one more step to put this all together, and then out of time we'll stop. What's taka the reason? What indeed is the reason a woman is allowed to make the bracha lahalik ner shel Shabbos the whole night, even though she can no longer light the candles? The answer is Shabbos. When you light the candles for Shabbos, there are two purposes of lighting candles. Number one, you're lighting candles lechavoid Shabbos, just in honor of Shabbos, even if you will not derive any benefit. That's why women light candles and they go and you're allowed to eat at someone else's house or in a hotel. You light candles in the lobby. No one's being nene from the candles. You're right. You're not being nene. There's another reason why you light candles. You light a candle Erev Shabbos as a way of, it's a statement. Kavod Shabbos. There's another reason why we light candles that everyone knows. Shalom, shalom bayis. Peace. There should be light in the home. You can see the food, you can see each other, no one should trip and fall, everyone should be happy. So the benefit of the hadlaka of Ner Shabbos is ongoing. Just because you lit the candles Erev Shabbos, but the benefit, the purpose of the lighting of the candles is to give you enjoyment. Shalom bayis. It's ongoing. Every single moment, you're getting that pleasure. I'm getting that pleasure, so I can make the bracha at any moment because the bracha is not just the act. It's not the maisa hadlaka, the act of lighting. It's the result. the benefit. What about Chanukah? Chanukah is very complicated. Chanukah, we accept la halacha hadlaka oisa mitzvah. It's the act of lighting. Lighting. But there's another bracha. Why did Chazal institute the bracha of she'osa nisim lavosenu bayomim ohim azman hazeh? So this goes back to what we said before. This is the third element we want to try to bring out in Chanukah. Chanukah candles is the most expensive mitzvah in Judaism. It costs you a half an hour. There's no way you can accelerate the process. Seder, I told you, you can do it in 10 minutes. But you can't do Hadlokas Neros in 10 minutes. You have no choice, half an hour. It endures. The bracha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah is the act of lighting. The bracha of she'osa nisim lavosenu bayamim mohim azman hazeh, that's the half an hour. That's the bracha of the endure, the extension, the fact that it's not just one moment. That bracha is for the unit of time, this block of time of what it represents. Now, even though technically it's only half an hour, some hold you only can make the birchas haroyis. It's a very scary halacha, which I don't know if we accept this. Some opinions hold that you only can make the birchas haroyis from someone else's Chanukah menorah for the first half an hour from when they lit the menorah. If you see someone else's menorah and you need to make a bracha birchas haroyis on their menorah, you have to make sure that it's within a half an hour since they lit their menorah. That's a chiddush. I don't know if everyone agrees to that, but let's put that aside for now. The mitzvah continues. As long as the candles are lit, there's an element of the mitzvah continuing. Therefore, it's no different than Shabbos. Just like when it comes to Shabbos Friday night, a woman can make the bracha, lahalik ner shel Shabbos, even though she lit her candles 2 hours ago, because the impact, the benefit of the lighting of the candles endures, goes on and on, you can make the bracha. So too, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, you may be misled to believe that just like you cannot make the bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah later, you can't make the bracha haroya later, especially since you can't even make the bracha altogether. No. The bracha she'osa nisim lavosenu bayamim ohim is not on the maisa hadlaka. It's on the expensive part of the mitzvah. The time that the Chanukah candles are lit. Oh, so that benefit, it's not a benefit, but it's an awareness that endures. And Friday night goes into Friday night. You can make the birchas haroyeh even though you can't make the bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah. All right, so three yesodos. The time element. The second thing we discussed. What was the second? How come I'm losing my mind?
30 minutes.
The 30 minutes. Then what else did we discuss? The 30 minutes. Remind me of how come I thought.
The bracha of she'osanisim.
She'osa nisim,
it's
a personal mitzvah. The she'osa nisim, like moedim derabanan, it's something that is the personal element of the mitzvah, and this third principle is that the she'osa nisim is the bracha on the endurance of the mitzvah, not on the maisa hadalaka, and it has all of these nafkaminas lahalach that we discussed. Okay, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.